ऑस्ट्रेलिया में नए आंकड़े दर्शाते हैं कि जो प्रवासी ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बाहर पैदा हुए और जो घर पर अंग्रेजी में बात नहीं करते, वे यहाँ पर मानसिक स्वास्थ्य से संबंधित सुविधाओं का पूरा इस्तेमाल नहीं कर रहे। स्वास्थ्य अधिकारी इन आंकड़ों को निराशाजनक जरूर, परंतु आश्चर्यजनक नहीं मानते। डॉक्टर गणेशन दुरस्वामी, जो कि डेलमन प्राइवेट हॉस्पिटल में कार्यरत हैं, इन आंकड़ों को भाषा और संस्कृति से जोड़कर देखते हैं।
There is also socio-cultural and language barriers. For example, the way in which we communicate our depression or mental illness is more in terms of bodily symptoms. For example, if we have tension or stress, we talk in terms of headache, or this is a big headache for me. Or if we are very much stressed, we would talk about in terms of stomach cramps or increase in bowel movements. So there is a difference in the communication and articulation of psychological distress, which is different to this culture. And there is possibility of the mainstream medical practitioners misunderstanding the physical manifestations and missing out the psychiatric symptoms. So that difference in the expression of psychological distress in different communities and difference in the language, so that also plays a barrier in people seeking out treatment.
मेंटल हेल्थ ऑस्ट्रेलिया के मुख्य प्रभारी अधिकारी फ्रैंक क्विनलैन के अनुसार,
It sort of really confirms what many of us already know, which is to say that people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds simply may be unaware of services, or simply may be trying to access services that are just not culturally appropriate. And I think in either of those cases, it's very disappointing.
फ्रैंक क्विनलैन मानते हैं कि इस क्षेत्र में नाना रूप एवं बहुआयामी चुनौतियां मौजूद हैं।
It's not surprising that people without that English-speaking background may simply not be aware of the services that are available. But then last, for those who do get through the door or get to the door, then I think the concern that those services might not be culturally sensitive, might not have appropriate translation services in place, may well be barriers to people having any sort of ongoing connection with those services. So I think it's fair to say that these the barriers are at a number of levels and really have to be addressed at a number of levels if they're going to be overcome.
Australian Bureau of Statistics के नए आंकड़ों ने छूट प्राप्त मानसिक स्वास्थ्य से संबंधित सुविधाओं और उनके इस्तेमाल को ऑस्ट्रेलिया के विभिन्न समुदायों से जोड़कर एक खाका तैयार किया है। ब्यूरो ऑफ स्टैटिस्टिक्स की मिशेल डुकैट बताती हैं कि 6% काफी कम संख्या है।
People that were born overseas who spoke a language other than English at home, these people were actually much less likely to use a mental health services, particularly between the ages of 15 to 54. So the rate of use for that particular group of people is around 6%, whereas if you compare that to the rate for people who speak English at home, whether or not they were born overseas, the rate of mental health service use is 10%. So there's quite a significant difference.
इन आंकड़ों को सामने लाए जाने का समय इस बात के लिए भी महत्वपूर्ण है, क्योंकि कुछ दिनों पहले ही मानसिक स्वास्थ्य की वकालत करने वाले पैट्रिक मैगोरी, जो कि ऑस्ट्रेलियन ऑफ द ईयर रह चुके हैं, ने नेशनल प्रेस क्लब में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के दोनों बड़े दलों को आड़े हाथों लिया था। प्रोफेसर मैगोरी ने विभिन्न सरकारों द्वारा मानसिक स्वास्थ्य को सरकारी कार्यसूची में शामिल न करने की कमी को दूर करने के लिए एक मानसिक स्वास्थ्य मंत्रालय की स्थापना की मांग की।
I've been reflecting a lot about this. I think we need our own mental health minister. We had, I mentioned Christopher Pyne, he was a mental health minister, did a good job. We had Mark Butler, who also did a very good job under Julia Gillard. Things progressed in that situation. When you have a health minister that worried about Medicare freezes and hip surgery and God knows what else, mental health gets put on the back burner.
उन्होंने साथ ही मांग की मानसिक स्वास्थ्य को प्रधानमंत्री के आधार क्षेत्र में वापस भेज दिए जाने की।
It also needs to be under the Prime Minister's direct vision, who whoever the Prime Minister ends up being. And the National Mental Health Commission, which was originally was set up in relation to Prime Minister and Cabinet, not health, needs to go back there. It was put back into health, and it's a whole of government issue, mental health, not just health.
Mental Health Australia ke Frank Quinlan batate hain ki unka yeh karyakram Australia ke vibhinn sanskritik samudayon ko mansik swasthya ki jankari pradan karwane ke liye federal sarkar ke anudan par nirbhar karta hai. Veh saath hi kehte hain ki anudan pana hi sabse bada pahad hai.
Putting programs like those onto a much surer footing goes some way towards developing the sorts of resources that we will need into the future if we're to really address the mental health of culturally and linguistically diverse groups.
Dr. Ganeshan Duraswamy ke anusar, madad mangna aur mansik swasthya ke bare mein samudaye ko adhik jankari pradan karna is waqt ki sabse badi aavashyakta hai.
So first of all, accepting and seeking help itself is significantly low in our population, but increasing the awareness, basically people in big public profile coming out with mental illness has made a significant change. The concept of depression and Beyond Blue came into evolution, and Beyond Blue through significant education created awareness among people, and that increasing the awareness and knowledge about depression helped people to overcome the stigma